Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Fabian for president.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you.
First, let's talk a little bit about the man, the tiger, Fabian. Not the singer, Joe Fabian. The politician, the math teacher, the lover. Joe leads a quiet suburban life in quiet suburban Creskill, New Jersey. Joe teaches at Creskill High School, where he is chairperson of the mathematics department. Right, Joe?
Math and science, too. Again, math and science, too.
Joe's executive suite is in the math laboratory, where we can find Joe hard at work.
Ow. Oh, man.
Let's talk a little bit about Joe's private life. Joe gets up every morning at 5 o'clock.
4:30. Again, 4:35.
Thank you, Joe, for that correction. Joe gets up at 4:35 and has some breakfast with his lovely wife, the Big Bernice. After dining with Bernice, Joe walks his dog, Frisky. If you listen carefully to one of Joe's lectures, you might pick out every member of the Fabian family.
My dear son, David Fabian. I use his last name in conjunction with his first name so as not to confuse him with any other David in my class. And my daughter, Lynn Fabian, who also attended Creskill High School, as well as David, and my dear wife, Frisk Bernice, or whatever the hell her name is. And don't forget the family dog, Frisky Fabian. The Fabian is parenthetically wrapped because he is technically adopted.
Being a good family man, Joe is good with the children of the community. Little children especially.
Is that your baby?
Yes.
Cute baby. How old is it?
4.
Excuse me, son. What is the square root of 625? That is incorrect. One more question. If you answer it wrong, you're out on your ass.
Joe is great in the classroom. He explains to the students the correct methodic way of doing problems.
This is incorrect. I have done this problem incorrectly to show you how not to do it. Next period, I'll do it correctly.
Not only is Joe highly educated in the mathematics field, he is also a Renaissance man.
Class, did you know in India, they shake with their left hand? Do you know why? Excuse me, ladies. Because they wipe their ass with their right.
As you can see, Joe is a well-rounded person, truly someone you can trust your child with. However, there have been some negative rumors about Joe. Rumors about drugs. There have been rumors that Joe Fabian does acid. We have some audio proof that he does not. Let's listen to that clip.
I was walking my dog, Frisky Fabian, just the other day when we heard a siren. I turned to Frisky and said, Frisky, that means no school. And Frisky, as you know, is deaf as a f***. So Frisky couldn't hear me. But Frisky, being the smart dog he is, read my lips, and he said, Joe, there is school today. Get your ass the hell down there and jog around that track. So I did. And now, oh no, my chalk is turned into a salamander.
So as you can see, Joe Fabian is definitely someone who you'd like to have sitting in the Oval Office. But that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. On this great ticket, the Vice President of the United States of America will be Louis Hebert II.
Give me a light.
Here's some words from the presidential candidate himself on Lou Hebert.
Lou is cool under pressure. He painted the Fernelles to match the decor. They are, however, above the clouds, so you cannot see them. But if I am voted as president, I will bring those Fernelles in front of the clouds and make them visible to all.
Joe Fabian for president. The new power in America. It's not Republican, it's not Democratic, it's just Joe. Joe Fabian and Lou Hebert, the presidential ticket for 1990.
Make us proud.